much to look at. But I appreciate Brother Schwartz giving a few moments tonight. And I thought perhaps in about 8 minutes or so, I might tell you just a little about the radio work. Now, you have recently begun sponsoring the program Bible Time here on the on your local station. We deeply appreciate the exercise of the saints in seeking to spread the gospel of the grace of God. Our radio ministry began over 11 years ago when I was serving the Lord in the island of Newfoundland. Now, Newfoundland is an island out in the North Atlantic. It's the 10th province of Canada. It's a rather barren, bleak part of the world in many respects. At the time we began our radio ministry, we had been serving the Lord there and preaching the gospel in the villages and outports as well as the capital city of St. John's where I live. At that time, there was no gospel broadcast heard in the island of Newfoundland. There was a station owned by the Seventh-day Adventists on which they propagated their doctrine. There was another station owned by the United Church of Canada, which propagated modernism. There was a station owned by a Jehovah's Witness, which he used to propagate the false doctrine of no hell, no salvation. And then there was a government station, and it was an impossibility to get on that. However, in October of 1951, a new station began operations in Newfoundland, radio station CJON in the city of St. John's. And the station began operations on a Wednesday, and on the Sunday we went on the air with a program we called at that time the Newfoundland Gospel Hour, a half-hour program. Well, we immediately saw the Lord's blessing. We saw the Lord's blessing in increased attendance at our meetings in the Gospel Hall. We saw the attendance of unsaved jump double and triple. Some nights we would have over 100 into the hall when there was only about 15 in the assembly at that time. And we advertised all our meetings, our open-air meetings, down in the street corner in the middle of the city. After our meetings were through at the hall, we used to go down for an open-air meeting, and there would be 150 people there waiting for the gospel to be preached. And we regularly had 400 to 500 in the open air. When we had to leave Newfoundland in 1953 because of my oldest boy's health and because of my own, we found there was an exercise on the part of some saints to have a program on the West Coast. We were living in Ontario at the time. However, a small assembly put our program on their local station. As the work began to spread, we changed the name of the half-hour program to the Family Bible Hour. Now, this has grown under the hand of God. And today, our half-hour program, the Family Bible Hour, is heard on 18 stations. We cover Canada from coast to coast. We're on a number of stations in the west, in the state of Washington and in Oregon. We're now heard down in Kentucky, in Pennsylvania. Also in the British West Indies, we cover the British West Indies from a station in Puerto Rico right down to British Guiana in South America. And also in Korea, we have our English program on a station at Incheon in Korea. The Lord has also enabled us to do something in the way of helping our brethren on the mission fields. And our Family Bible Hour group is sponsoring the Japanese program, the program of our brother Howard Budd. It is our privilege to sponsor that program on 4 stations in Japan. And then just a few months ago, we began sponsoring a new Spanish language program in the city of Lima, Peru. Now we're just touching the highlights. But this work has spread under the hand of God. And we also have the privilege of supplying about 400,000 tracts a year for free distribution in Japan. As we look back and think of the goodness of God, my wife and I took on this ministry, and it was quite an undertaking for us. At that time, my wife didn't even have a washing machine, and we had 4 children. It was quite an undertaking to take on an expense of about $72 a month, and then $90 a month, and a 5 Sunday month, and it very quickly, because of the response, some weeks our mail ran to 500, 600, letters a week. And that entailed a great deal of expense. And however, we experienced this. From the very beginning, the Lord met the need. And we can look back, and our brother was singing, "Great is thy faithfulness," and we can surely say that we've got a faithful God. We think of a small beginning on one station, and now the Bible Time program that I began producing it for an assembly in the West, and of course you have it on here, our 15-minute program, and we're looking to the Lord that He will use it and bless it and give us the joy of seeing it on more outlets across the country. Today, the present total expenditure in connection with the Family Bible Art Ministry, including all the radio times and all the expenses, runs to about $25,000 a year. Now, when we think of the goodness of God, as a result of the radio ministry, because of the great response we received in Newfoundland and Labrador from these fishing villages, we were led to buy a boat in 1955, a boat called the Missionary Gospel Messenger, a 38-foot craft with twin engines, it sleeps six, is very completely equipped. It's an ocean-going vessel, a remarkable little ship, and the story of how the Lord provided for that is a story in itself. But as a result, there are today four assemblies in Labrador, and two more assemblies on the west coast of Newfoundland, and the possibilities of two more assemblies. And this is all an outwork of the radio work. The radio work provided the contacts for this. And the brethren also have a Cessna 180 for the work in Labrador and Newfoundland, an airplane to get around. The work has been blessed there. Now, this is just touching the high spots. I don't want to take time from our brother from the ministry of the Word of God. But this just gives a little outline of the radio ministry today. And this is something you can pray about. Let us look to God that here in Omaha, in this surrounding area, the Word of God might be blessed. Souls have been saved, and assemblies have been planted. The people of God have been helped through the ministry of the Word of God. Some have been led to see their place in the assembly. I could tell a very interesting story about this as well. We have so many incidents that we could think of, but this is just something to pray about, and perhaps the Lord will give us a little time to tell a little bit more about the radio work before we